Before we get into the specifics of ants, let's first cover some basics. Ants, like all other insects, are characterized as having three body segments, a head, thorax, and abdomen. However, there is specific terminology associated with ants that we will cover later on. The head contains most of the sensory organs in an insect's body. One pair of antennae is affixed to the head and helps ants orient to the environment, chemically sense their environment, and interact with fellow insects. The appearance of the antennae are a defining characteristic of ants. They are elbowed and made up of two parts, the scape, an elongated segment connected to the head, and the funiculus. Ants have large compound eyes, an important feature for foraging, capturing prey, and defense. Queens and males also have ocelli, or simple eyes, which can be used to detect differences in light and darkness. Ants have mandibulate mouthparts, which are used for a variety of functions like capturing prey, sawing and cutting material for nests, and defending the nest. But despite their prominent, and at times menacing, appearance, the mandibles are not used to eat. Ant colonies have a very interesting method of obtaining nutrition, something that we will cover more in depth later on in the module. The thorax contains three segments with three pairs of jointed legs, one on each thoracic segment. While there are winged ants, those are only reproductive ants that engage in mating flights. Worker ants are wingless. The terminal segment is called the abdomen and has sensory, reproductive, and excretory functions. Insects are invertebrates, meaning they have a chitinous exoskeleton for protection. Insect respiration occurs through an open system, and the exoskeleton has small openings called spiracles, which allow for gas exchange.